part of the learning that we're doing to be with restlessness and grief and love and excitement with what is called the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows of life is to make a peaceful heart. And if we want to have a world of less violence or less war, of less conflict, it's a necessary and central task for us as a human being to work with those very forces in ourself. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Russian author, says that the line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being. It's not someone else who has anger or fear or hatred or greed or aggression. It's not someone else who is the cause of all the problems in the world, but it's all of us together. And so there's a very deep task in meditation to learn how to be with the most powerful energies of our own being and to find some compassion, to find some way of mindfulness and openness in the midst of those. At this point, our awareness now has opened from the breath and the posture of the body to include the energies and the physical sensations, the sounds which might arise, the moods and feelings of the heart, and the thoughts and images, the stories the mind tells. In this way, we've really opened the meditation to the music of life, to the dance that is the energy we experience when we sit. We use the breath in the center of it as a way to still ourselves and become peaceful, and then use the awareness to meet whatever arises with kindness and with a balance or wisdom. And in this way, whatever comes to you can be part of your meditation. And to end, I would like to remind you of three simple things. It says in the Tao, I have just three things to teach: simplicity, patience, and compassion. These three are your greatest treasures. Simple in actions and thoughts, you return to the source of being. Patient with both friends and enemies, you accord with the way things are. Compassionate toward yourself, you reconcile all beings in the world. I hope that you can find a way to use the practices of meditation, little by little, in your life, to find that place of calm and centeredness and compassion and peace that is the birthright of every human being. I hope that these practices of meditation are of real value to your life and your heart and to all those around you.
This concludes Session 1 of Meditation for Beginners with Jack Kornfield. Our program continues with Session 2.